All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta.
Good afternoon. Since I became Attorney General, I have made clear that the Department of Justice will speak through its court filings and its work. Just now, the Justice Department has filed a motion in the Southern District of Florida to unseal a search warrant and property receipt relating to a court-approved search that the FBI conducted earlier this week. That search was of premises located in Florida belonging to the former president. The department did not make any public statements on the day of the search. The former president publicly confirmed the search that evening, as is his right. Copies of both the warrant and the FBI property receipt were provided on the day of the search to the former president's counsel, who was on site during the search. The search warrant was authorized by a federal court upon the required finding of probable cause. The property receipt is a document that federal law requires law enforcement agents to leave with the property owner. The department filed the motion to make public the warrant and receipt in light of the former president's public confirmation of the search, the surrounding circumstances, and the substantial public interest in this matter. Faithful adherence to the rule of law is the bedrock principle of the Justice Department and of our democracy. Upholding the rule of law means applying the law evenly, without fear or favor. Under my watch, to due process of the law and to the presumption of innocence. Much of our work is by necessity conducted out of the public eye. We do that to protect the constitutional rights of all Americans and to protect the integrity of our investigations. Federal law, long-standing department rules, and our ethical obligations prevent me from providing further details as to the basis of the search at this time. There are, however, certain points I want you to know. First, I personally approve the decision to seek a search warrant in this matter. Second, the department does not take such a decision lightly. Where possible, it is standard practice to seek less intrusive means as an alternative to a search and to narrowly scope any search that is undertaken. Third, let me address recent unfounded attacks on the professionalism of the FBI and Justice Department agents and prosecutors. I will not stand by silently when their integrity is unfairly attacked. The men and women of the FBI and the Justice Department are dedicated, patriotic public servants. Every day, they protect the American people from violent crime, terrorism, and other threats to their safety while safeguarding our civil rights. They do so at great personal sacrifice and risk to themselves. I am honored to work alongside them. This is all I can say right now. More information will be made available in the appropriate way and at the appropriate time. Thank you. Thank you all for your questions. But as I said, this is all I can say at this time.
Hey, welcome to American Vindicta. I'm your host, Doug Thornton. So let's get into this. Attorney General Merrick Garland makes a statement on the FBI's raid of former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence. You know, before we get any deeper in this, I just want to say that I've worked alongside a lot of FBI agents, and I personally knew a lot of FBI agents through work, and they are dedicated patriots who really do their job for this country, knowingly putting their life on the line. That being said, at this point in time, you same FBI agents are knowingly and willingly being used as a political weapon, and you're going along with it. Now, I understand. You got the GS-13 or the GS-14 pay. You got your LEAP pay, your law enforcement retirement, the creds to take home. You got a lot of money coming in. You're making over six figures, especially if you're up in Trenton, New Jersey, or Dallas, or Houston, or L.A., New York. You're bringing in a ton of money. I think the average agent, once you've been in for about 5 or 6 years, probably close to $120,000. So that's a lot to just throw away. That's a lot of training, a degree, experience to throw away to go to some other place and obviously not make the same amount of money if you want to stay in law enforcement. However, is money and retirement worth what you're doing right now? That's my question for you if you're still in the FBI. I think there are still plenty of people in the FBI who are patriots, who don't know where to go, don't know where to turn, stuck between a rock and a hard place. Policy drives a lot of things, but the career drives it more. And the career FBI agents who just want to retire, you're just, a couple years away from retirement. Are you the ones who are just sitting by, not doing anything, not saying anything? Are you allowed to speak out? Do you get reprimanded when you do? I know in my old job, we spoke out all the time. But in my old job, 99% of the employees are all former military. So there's a practice of decorum that we are very used to. We're still very much in that military mindset and respecting the rank and all that good stuff. But when you do wrong, you get called out regardless of the rank. But I think the FBI operates on a different wavelength. I don't know, guys. I don't know what direction you're going, but it's not the good one. It's not the one that we the people want. It's you're walking down a dangerous path. A dangerous path. We can bring in parallels of history to show you just exactly what the government-ran Stasi-style police, the KGB, all the stuff that they've done, FBI, you have always been the complete opposite of that and have always been proud of that. Of course, there's plenty of, plenty of bad marks on you for certain operations, but it was always the higher-ups that did this. And as a guy who is an insider in all this, I understand that higher-ups drive the missions that the politicians want. But this is my fair and honest assessment. Out of all the terrorism that happened in 2020, what happened to all your evidence then? What happened to all the things that you were supposed to have been tracking against Antifa and BLM, their links to the cartel, their links to Islamic extremists like ISIS? Never heard a peep about that. So, to sit back and allow yourself to be politicized, that would put a very bad taste in my mouth. And I speak on pragmatism here, but your honor, your sacred honor, your duty, your loyalty, it's not to the politicians. It's not to the job. It's to we the people. You can still serve, but you don't have to be a part of the corruption. One of these days, I'm going to get in a lot of trouble for saying that. As Merrick Garland just said, he won't stand by and allow the good men and women of the FBI and the Department of Justice and the prosecutors to have their names dragged through the mud. Well, too bad. Too late, you four-eyed dweeb. I'll personally attack you all day long. How many hundreds of felons did you let go? How many hundreds upon hundreds of warrants that we tried to get that your Department of Justice said no? How many times did we make multiple arrests of the same person on the same day, and your United States Assistant Attorney Generals told us they wouldn't prosecute? Look at what you wanted to do to Kyle Rittenhouse. Look at what you won't stop doing to Donald Trump. Hillary Clinton sold yellowcake uranium to one of our political enemies. And by political, I mean like on the world political scale, like Russia and the United States, we're not friends. Hillary sold him yellowcake uranium. What about Ambassador Stevens getting killed? Oh, that's right. What difference does it make, right? All right. Before I get on my soapbox and I start to get really upset and I start to yell, pray for me. Forgive me for my swearing. I hate the fact that I stand here and I watch our country be decimated from the inside while our enemies circle us from outside. I hate the fact that we have unfair elections. The government just tagged on another, 80,000 agents for the IRS that they want. Oh, to include having a special response team with a sniper's course? Is that really what IRS needs? They need snipers? You know, it was the IRS who brought down the mob, who brought down Capone. And then, you know, the light of that, you know, I'll give you the good old pat on the back. But just like the NSA, CIA, the FBI, the Department of Justice, they're all being turned against us. And the unknown amount of men and women in this country at this point who serve in law enforcement, who do their best every day to make a difference in their community, to protect us from the criminal elements and terrorism. My hat's off to you. God bless you. God be with you. Stay strong and stay frosty. Stay the course. Serve and protect. But for all you others, you yes men, there will come a consequence one day for this. You may not pay it here, but you will answer for it in front of Christ. Be you ready for that day? Attorney General Merrick Garland today provided the Department of Justice's first public statement about the FBI raid targeting former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence earlier this week, coming as both the FBI and the DOJ have issued virtually no comments on the entire unprecedented incident. By the way, this article that is wrote by Epoch Times. Garland told reporters that his agency filed a motion on Thursday to unseal a court-approved warrant at a home belonging to the former president, which Trump confirmed as is his right, says Garland. quote, I personally approved the decision to seek a warrant, a search warrant, in this matter. The department does not take such an action lightly. Hey, I got a question for you, Mary, good old Merrick. Here's the question. Why did you have your FBI and your snot-nosed lawyers walk in? Because I heard of what happened, and I've heard rumors from people on the inside about what happened. And apparently, Merrick, somebody had told the FBI to tell the security that was there at Mar-a-Lago to turn off all the recording cameras and to completely vacate the premises. You do not have any authority to do that. Period. No authority to do that. But will one Republican come out against them? We'll see. Merrick Garland said copies of the warrant were provided to Trump's lawyers on Monday by the FBI agents. The attorney general claimed that the FBI agents are patriotic, dedicated, as I agree. Most of them are. I mean, especially Strzok and Lisa Page and Comey. I mean, they might as well have all just, you know, have the Medal of Honor. In fact, you should probably go to the latest Medal of Honor recipients and strip them of their award for their duty, their courage, their commitment, their honor, their sacrifice, and give it to Lisa Page and to Strzok and to Comey, because they're what real patriots look like, protecting us from the real tyrant of Donald Trump in his horrific tweets. He says, Merrick Garland says, I am honored to work alongside these people. Well, I don't think you know anything about honor, Merrick Garland. You are a bully behind a very, very big, bad group of bullies. All of you lawyers, I swear to God, it's always the lawyers. From the damn politicians who are almost always lawyers, to the governors who are almost always lawyers, at some point, you people think you run this country. You do for now. While you're allowed to. One of the things I don't want to see happen, but I feel like it's what people like Merrick Garland are pushing us to, is one of these days, you're going to push the people a little too far, Mary. You're going to go a little too far. You're going to serve the wrong search warrants at the wrong homes, and then you're going to spin up the wrong group of people, which, hey, let's just go ahead and admit, half of the country is a domestic violent extremist, according to your Department of Justice and the Homeland Security. Word of warning. These people will not stop. They're going to keep pushing the envelope. They're doing everything they can before the Republicans take power. And who knows if there's going to be any difference in their actions once they take power. The Republicans almost barely do anything as it is. Half of them agree with the Democrats on half of the votes now. So that means 50% of the time, my Republican Party is going to fail me. Great. So far, the Justice Department, shall we say the Injustice Department, and the Federal Bureau of Instigation have remained mostly quiet about the purpose and probable cause behind the raid. And I bet you because the probable cause, see, in law enforcement, for many of you who don't know this, Before we make an arrest, we have to have probable cause that a criminal activity was afoot. And we have to have, sometimes, we have to have reasonable suspicion that criminal activity is happening. Let's say it like this. If you're driving down a road and I'm in my police car behind you, and we come to a four-way stop with a clearly defined stoplight in front of you, and you just blow right on through it. Okay. Well, now I have reasonable suspicion, right, that something is afoot here. My probable cause for the stop and for the ticket will be you just blew through that light. But now I'm going to ask, are you distracted driving? Are you on medication? Are you consuming alcohol? Do you just not care about, you know, these little petty things called stoplights? And then the investigation goes from there, or it gets closed. Here's your ticket. Screw off. See you in court. That's the low level of law enforcement. People don't like it, and that's fine. You can not like it. You can also follow the law. But when the law, let me be double-bladed here, but when the law is manipulated to be against you, when a year or two ago it wasn't, what do we do about that as a society? Why didn't anybody kick down the doors in Connecticut where Hillary Clinton is, or New York where one of her other homes are? See, we had somebody like Coach Dave Dobemeyer go and serve a spiritual search warrant. Hallelujah. Praise that man, what he does. Please support him, by the way. But when our politicians and the upper echelon of our law enforcement just won't do their jobs to the point that they're either inept, corrupt, or they just don't care, we the people have to do something. And here's your theory, all right? This is theoretical now, but we the people, based on our history, we rebel against the government, take up arms against the government, protest against the government, and then you have individuals or groups of people who go the complete extremist way. They target members of the government for violence. Or you have your Oklahoma City bombings. You have your JFKs. All of these things build up to the same event, Civil War. All of them. Throw in the fact that the economy is going to be dead. That'll only spin people off in another universe. People will be so pissed off that they can't use their own money anymore until we figure out how we're going to do digital currency. America is ripe for the reaping. And I said this before, but we do have a Pharaoh-type government right now. We have a Nero-type government. They prosecute anyone and anything that is not them or for them. Adolf Hitler did the very similar thing. I probably don't need to go into that because I've gone into it so much. But the parallels cannot be ignored. Now, only alleged anonymous sources within the FBI and the Justice Department have sporadically provided details about this incident at Mar-a-Lago and only to legacy media so far. And a day before Merrick Garland's statement, the FBI director Christopher Wray declined to speak about the FBI's search warrant, saying that it is not something I can talk about and I'd refer you to the department. It's always a cop-out, but it's policy during an investigation. You don't talk about it. And that's one of the greatest things that the FBI has going for itself, isn't it? It is always in an investigation. Always. They're never not investigating something. And you know what? If it was on the line of, and I mean right on the line of protecting us, following the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, making sure that evil, corrupt politicians don't corrupt this government either, I'd say, FBI, do what you do. But that's not it. The White House, meanwhile, said it was not aware of the FBI's raid before it was announced by Trump earlier this week. Bullshit. Every morning, the president has his presidential meeting with the heads of all the important agencies, and they know what's happening. They do. From the CIA to the DOD to the NSA to the DIA to NASA, the freaking Department of Homeland Security and all the various different organizations underneath DHS to DOJ and representatives from all the major three-letter alphabet agencies, ATF, DEA, FBI, Marshals Service, Bureau of Prisons. Everybody has a seat at the table to some sort of an extent, even if it's just calling in on a conference call. And that's typically also what the vice president is supposed to be doing. The vice president is actually the one who's supposed to be in a lot of these security meetings. When the president is trying to meet with world leaders, the VP is dealing with internal stuff. So many bad jokes I can make about that. I'm going to leave it where it is. This is a Christian show. The judge who reportedly signed off on the warrant. Now, you talk about this one. This is when it gets stupid, right? This one. This is rubbing it in our faces. The judge who signed off on the warrant for the FBI, Bruce Reinhardt, ordered by the Justice Department on Wednesday to file a response before August 15th. After the Judicial Watch and others asked the court to unseal the warrant. Now, this judge, by the way, is already known to people. How is he known? Well, stand by to stand by. Because this same judge had a part to do with Jeffrey Epstein. If you didn't know that, that's true. I believe he actually went over part of the case. I know he signed off on the FBI's warrant, but this guy was part of Epstein's cover-up. He was a part of it. So there again, the swamp encircles itself. And they can't leave Donald Trump alone, because now the District of Columbia Circuit Court, the Circuit Court of Appeals, rules that the House Ways and Means Committee can access Trump's tax returns. So they're going after his taxes. They're going after whatever it was that they found in Mar-a-Lago or planted in Mar-a-Lago. They're trying to make it to where he can't be on Twitter. Obviously, he still can't. Trying to keep him away from you and me. What they're doing to him is what they will eventually do to anyone else who speaks out. I'm already on that list. I will not be doing this for very long. And I take great risk for my own personal safety, my own financial safety, for coming out and speaking out against the government. As you already know, they label men like me, they label men and women who support the country support patriotism. Former Special Forces guy, Mike Glover. They labeled him a militia violent extremist. They label you and I domestic violent extremists. Before I got out, before I left DHS, they told me that they thought that my allegiance to the United States was wavering because I did not agree with the ideology. You got to understand something. This is not about the country. This is about the government. It's not the continuity of the country that they want to keep and maintain. It's the continuity of the country. Ah, Lord help us. All right, we're going to go to a break. We'll be right back.
Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum has said, "You will own nothing and you will love it." And that's represented by what's going on across the planet today, where the economy of the world is in free fall, and nowhere is it more in evidence than with our own President Biden deliberately trying to sabotage what we have, access to food, other resources. So Americans are in a unique position, really for the first time in our history. We're going to have to provide for ourselves or subject ourselves to the whim of the government. Do you really trust a government to feed you that left 1,000 Americans behind enemy lines in Afghanistan? I don't think so. So where do you go? When you ask the question, who's the best prepper out there today? There's only one answer. Ready Made Resources and Robert Griswold. I call him King Prepper, and that's how a lot of people think of him. You have everything there you'd want, from night vision to storable food, how to prepare cooking in emergency situations, books and videos on how to prepare alternative energy, communication, first aid that you wouldn't think of, natural antibiotics, you name it, Bob has it. Now, here's the good thing about Bob Griswold that no one else does but him. You don't have to buy anything to talk to him. If you're not sure where to start with your preparation, no obligation phone call directly to Bob. You can talk to him for free. Most people will charge you an arm and a leg for a half-hour conversation. That's not Bob Griswold. He cares about helping America get prepared. Go to readymaderesources.com or you can call the number directly at 800-627-3809. Again, that contact information, readymaderesources.com for the best prepping outfit in the country, or call Bob Griswold directly, 800-627-3809.
All right, and we're back. I got a couple things for you to pay attention to. First, the Supreme Court is to hear the case that could end 40 years of race-based affirmative action in the university's admissions. Stand by to stand by for the riots. You know, at some point in time, I sit back and I try to remember that I don't believe the Supreme Court went through all these cases that it's going through now that's just driving people insane. The 10 years that I worked for the department, and it's like all within the last 6 months, they've just decided to blitzkrieg. It's almost like if they're reviewing all these cases maybe to redeem their souls, I don't know, or to spin Americans into that violent action again. Does anyone else feel that way? Maybe it's just me. You know, I don't know. I would say that there's probably more pressing things that they could be going over, but it's always, you know, between the abortion, the gun rights stuff that the Democrats went crazy over. Hey, thank you, Supreme Court, for that victory. And now, you know, the affirmative action stuff for universities. It's all getting closer and closer to the panic point of November. And we're going to see a buildup of violence. we're going to see a buildup again of riots and protesting and some new speculation by the mainstream media to stick another pencil into Donald Trump's eye. If you haven't heard, there was just recently a shooting involving the FBI. Now, there was a armed suspect who showed up at the FBI Cincinnati, Ohio office, and he, I don't exactly know what his intent was, but he tried to breach a secured area at the FBI field office, which led police on a chase and exchanged gunfire between the suspect and the officers. And I think right now injuries are unknown, if any officers are injured. I pray not. I hope nobody's injured. But multiple federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies are on the scene where a standoff was happening, was underway. And the Ohio State Patrol tweeted out that the suspect's vehicle came to a stop at approximately 9:53 a.m. on Smith Road near Van Trees Road in Clinton County. The suspect exited the vehicle and engaged officers where gunfire was exchanged. The suspect has unknown injuries and no officers or bystanders were injured. Oh, okay, that's good. The incident remains a standoff situation at this time with numerous federal, state, and local enforcement agencies on the scene. So, is this going to be a Trump supporter gone crazy? Is this going to be used as another political football against we the people? Who freaking knows? Anything you can, will say on social media or out in the public, it appears that this government can and will use it against you in a court of law, and you will not have a right to a jury. You will not have the right to properly defend yourself. They will do everything in their power to trip you up, to make you look bad, to make you look like a fool, all for the guise of protecting the homeland, right? For protecting the nation. Well, I honestly believe they don't do that. I believe they protect their interest. I think that's the only thing they're protecting. They're protecting their stock market value, their financial interests, their political interests, because all these people love to be politicians. Once again, the judge. Let's go back to this. The judge who signed the Mar-a-Lago search warrant is a known associate of Jeffrey Epstein. Now, this is coming to you from Tyler Durden of Zero Hedge, another great website. If you ever look for stuff to try and get information off of, Zero Hedge is one of the best. If there were any questions as to whether or not the FBI raid on Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence was rife with corruption, details from the search warrant authorizing it should clear any doubt. Although information is sparse, given that the warrant remains under seal, and this is obviously before it was unsealed today, one piece of the information that couldn't be kept confidential sheds new light on the motives behind the raid. The judge who signed off on the search warrant, Bruce E. Reinhart. E must stand for extremism. The United States Magistrate Judge for the Southern District of Florida. Before assuming his office as a federal judge, Reinhart was an attorney who represented the associates of Jeffrey Epstein that were implicated in his human trafficking conspiracy, namely Sarah Kellen and Nadia Marcinikov. Kellen worked for Epstein as his scheduler for years and was referenced in deposition testimony given during the defamation case between Virginia Giffrey and Ghislaine Maxwell. Marcinkova was a more prominent member of Epstein's entourage, as she served as one of the pilots of his infamous aircraft dubbed the Lolita Express, which was built as a mobile raping platform. The Lolita Express, I've actually covered this, but the Lolita Express has 2 inches of cushion on the bottom of it so that it will be more comfortable for sex on the plane. Now, you know what? If he was just some crazy-ass billionaire who wanted to flaunt himself with Playboys and models and whatever, those people are out there and you can't stop them. But instead, what was very well known that happened on Lolita Express was prostitution of young children, typically around the age of a 14-year-old, which means a middle school girl, recruited by another girl within the same middle school or of the same age or similar age, and brought on to Lolita Express, just like as they were also brought on to Epstein Island. And in both Epstein Island's mansion and Jeffrey Epstein's Lolita Express private jet, they both have private massage rooms where it is well documented from the victims that that is where he victimizes people in a very brutal fashion. Do we really need to have a history lesson on this? The judge who signed off on the warrant is a direct associate of Jeffrey Epstein. There's your conspiracy. Reinhart assumed his role as Kellen and Marcinkova's attorney once he set up a criminal defense firm after resigning from his post as a senior prosecutor in the Southern District of Florida, as it was negotiating a non-prosecution agreement for Jeffrey Epstein. Reinhart would officially begin his legal representation of Epstein's accomplices within days of leaving his position as a senior prosecutor within the district. While Reinhart's association with Epstein hadn't resurfaced until he was thrusted back into the spotlight as the federal magistrate who authorized this new warrant on Mar-a-Lago, it was a matter of considerable controversy in the wake of his resignation in 2007. In 2013, the U.S. attorney states that while Brucey Reinhart was an assistant U.S. attorney, he learned confidential, non-public information about the Epstein matter. Reinhart's rejection of any wrongdoing on his part was made in a 2011 affidavit as part of a civil court case filed by two of Jeffrey Epstein's victims in 2008, which named this man, Reinhart, former Secretary of Labor, Alexander Acosta, along with two other federal prosecutors. One of them was Reinhart. Reinhart's representation of Marcinkova best conveys his ties to the human trafficking enterprise that Epstein and his network assembled. Marcinkova is presently the founder and the CEO of AviLoop. The company's website states that it harnesses Marcinkova's experience as a pilot for the consulting firm's focus on companies based on the aviation industry. Marketing, social media services, and event management are all listed among the services which are offered, as is an explicit mission to help employers diversify their crews. While AviLoop website is rather innocuous, other than the fact that it is operated by an associate of Jeffrey Epstein, its YouTube channel portrays a different image. The YouTube channel is sparse, containing only 4 videos, each of which were posted 8 years ago from the date of this article, and only 34 subscribers or subscribe to the channel. Yet, the content of the video is suspicious even with the low volume made available. Each video is a brief 40-second or so monologue from a young woman dressed in a suggestive pilot-themed outfit. Their sultry voices attempt to entice potential customers into a membership with AviLoop. Whether they are looking for deals on pilot training courses, aviation services, or simply want to, quote, see more girls like me. Oddly enough, memberships with AviLoop are completely free according to the promotional video. Now, I want to just stop right there because we can go really deep into some of these other people and we just don't have the time for it. But read this article from Zero Hedge. It is titled, Judge Who Signed Mar-a-Lago Search Warrant Exposed as Associate of Jeffrey Epstein. You can't make this stuff up. The swamp is filled full of monsters, folks. What's next? You know, something that me and Dave Hodges, we talk about all the time. It's like every 12 hours, something more disturbing happens. Everybody's forgetting about Russia and Ukraine right now, so don't be surprised when that nuke drops. Continue to prep. The economy is not going to bounce back. They're really, really digging on the synthetic foods right now, which, I don't know about you, that doesn't sound healthy, synthetic food. Bug burgers, that doesn't sound healthy to me, especially with the amount of parasites that insects carry. Now, there's a couple more things here that we should go over. There are still seats available for the active shooter training that I'll be putting on in September. That'll be Labor Day weekend, so September 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. If you want any more information on that, you can visit the AmericanVindictiveShow.com. Up at the top, you can actually find the tab that says the active shooter training. From there, you can also go to straight over to Bob Griswold's website, ReadyMadeResources.com. And you can go to the top of his website, and that's where you can actually click on that link, and you can sign up. Where you sign up and pay is through Bob Griswold's website. It's $600 for the course. It's $50 for the use of the facilities. And $600 for three more or less 12-hour days of training that's pretty good. I'm not going to lie. I think I beat the price for most people on that. There's a bunch of shooting classes that I've seen over the years where, you know, one day for a 5 or 6 hour course is $900 per attendee. So, you know, you're going to get so much out of this course. The active shooters are not going away. Terrorist attacks are not going away. Burglaries are not going away. Kidnappings are not going away. The breaking and entering from a group of criminal delinquents, it's not going away. The violent riots are not going away. And just wait till the economy drops. So that's my plea to you. If you want a brush up on your skills with your handgun and your pistol, if you want a brush up on the skills of close quarters combatives, clearing rooms, clearing hallways, working in teams, using communication, working on your tactical medicine, or if you've never learned the tactical medicine side of the world, I have some grade A professional guys that are going to be there to help teach this. Please come join us. And anyone who joins, you know, what you're doing is you're funding what I'm doing. I hopefully will be able to do this more often. Training is really a passion of mine. I love training people, more especially active shooter. I have years of combat experience, years of law enforcement experience. You know, I'm not going to give you a bunch of flowery, you know, macho bravado stuff. This is just going to be learning how to shoot, move, and communicate, and to think on your feet and survive. That's really the end of the goal. It's to survive. Nobody looks cool bleeding out on the street dying. So that's my sales pitch for you. I know I don't talk about it enough. Let's talk about some of the sponsors real quick, though. The other one would be mountain-state-survival.com. Get the food while you can, guys. Get the food while you can. Get your survival items while they're available. I don't know what the digital currency is going to look like, but if you hold off until next year to prepare to buy this stuff, good luck. I don't know what to tell you. You don't have to buy it in bulk orders. If you don't know how to order this, look, man, just get, you know, at least 2 weeks worth. Along with the water. Get some extra medicine. Put it all in a bag. Put it all in a freaking box. If you gotta go, you got your bag or your box that has at least 2 weeks worth of freeze-dried meals in it. Some water. Some medicine that's in it. Throw some spare clothes in it. A couple spare shoes. Some spare hats. Make sure you have hats. A towel to dry off with. And it's just a little go bag. But be prepared. And for you parents, if you haven't noticed, you better get out and go buy formula. It's disappearing off the shelves again. You better go out and get it while you can or find an alternative. One of the best alternatives, probably the best alternative to the mother's breast milk is goat's milk. Now, not everybody wants to have goats. Get that? Not everybody wants to be on a farm. I get that. Not everybody can. But a dairy goat is not that big of a pain. They're really not. And if you think of this in the community standpoint, the colostrum that is in a dairy goat can sustain a grown man for a couple of days without eating. Just the goat's milk alone. It's a super protein shake. It tastes good. I've had it before. It tastes good. You can make milk out of it. You can make butter out of it. Excuse me. You can make freaking soap out of it. So there are a variety of uses. You can give it to your children. You can give it to your freaking dogs if you got too much of it. And they're much easier to clean, to take care of. Much hardier than any other animal out there. Right now, it's just a bad time. It's a bad time. The weather's not letting up. I swear, it's like there's a UV lamp right on top of my farm. And just everything is burning up except for the grasshoppers. And I'll be honest with you, it's getting so hot now that we're having to completely downsize. We can't keep product alive because it is so hot. No matter how much shade we put out, and I got the little misters, little fine water misters set up in a bunch of places, but the heat is just relentless. So any of you out there who are farmers, if you have any good tips, you know, post it down in the comment section. If you want to join the Patreon page, every month we do a private Patreon meeting. It's kind of like an Ask Me Anything Zoom call meeting. If you want to be a part of that, then, you know, Patreon's obviously the place to be. And that helps to sponsor, or not sponsor, that helps to fund me. It helps me to keep this going. The light bills are getting ridiculous here in Texas. I got a buddy of mine in Arkansas who this month his electricity bill is $600. Mine this month, I think my wife said, is $750. How do we sustain this? You know, this is your new Green Deal, by the way. It's not going away. This is not going away. This will be the new normal. This is what it has to be in order to build back better. They want us to be a third world country. Do you remember when Obama went over to Africa and chastised people about having air conditioning? Unreal. Absolutely unreal. Tomorrow's show, Friday, I'm going to go over government conspiracies. And by conspiracy, I mean actual ones. Presidential directives. I'm going to bring them all back up to the surface because no one did away with them, so they're still in play if needed. I think it's time to start exposing stuff like this. It's time to start bringing this stuff back to light because there are six things needed in order to declare martial law and cancel elections. Six things. Number one. Complete control of the populace by the executive branch. Now, that is going to be coming from the Department of Justice, the IRS, the FBI. The Democratic Party will have control if they can get it, and they will not relinquish it. Number two, overwhelming debt. That's what greases the wheels moving toward a declaration of martial law. We're well over, I think the last time I heard an estimate, $30 or $40 trillion in debt. Gun control, that's also needed to implement martial law. Here's a good quote for you. This year will go down in history for the first time a civilized nation has full gun registration. Our streets will be safer, our police will be more efficient, and the world will follow us into the future. Spoken by Adolf Hitler in 1935. Just don't forget what Thomas Jefferson said. When governments fear the people, there is liberty. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. The strongest reason for the people to retain the right to keep and bear arms is as a last resort to protect themselves against tyranny in the government. Eric Holder in 1995 was quoted saying, "We need to do this every day of the week and just brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way." The guns are the main priority. Number four, controlling the curriculum of schools and control Americans. I think one of the biggest demonstrations of control and brainwashing was 2020. That's why I bring it up so much. I have never seen brainwashing on a national scale like this in America. Number five, racial and class warfare is also necessary to declare martial law. You have to turn everybody against everybody. That's the rules for radicals. Saul Alinsky, who also was a professor, one of Obama's friends, one of his fans. Obama was a direct disciple of Saul Alinsky. Saul Alinsky, one of his number three rule is change is brought about through relentless agitation and troublemaking of a kind that radically disrupts society. Do you not think our society has been radically disrupted lately? Number five of Alinsky's rules for radicals was the organizer can never focus on a single issue. He must inexhaustively move from one issue to the next. That is obviously what the Democrats do. They won't leave anything alone. And they have to keep you spun up 24/7. as mainstream media does that for you as well. Oh, by the way, Saul Alinsky dedicated his Rules for Radicals to Lucifer. He dedicated his book to Satan. Here's a quote. Lest we forget at least an over-the-shoulder acknowledgement to the very first radical. The first radical known to man who rebelled against the establishment and did it so effectively that he at least won his own kingdom, Lucifer. That is a direct quote from Saul Alinsky, the man who politically helped to train Barack Obama. And finally, number six, religion, at least Christianity, needs to be ignored or disregarded. I believe that the IRS is being given such a heavy hand right now for the ability to persecute Christians, to persecute patriots. You know, in the realms of God, it is all about the followers of God. So, if you are a follower of God, if you are, you know, bought and born again in the blood of Christ, you will be targeted. I very, very, very firmly say that. There is no other ethical reason for why we needed another 80,000 tax revenue agents. That's all I got for you today. Stay tuned for tomorrow. We'll be going over all the presidential directives and a couple other conspiracies. Be a good way to sign off for the week. Everybody, keep your head on a swivel. Keep up the preaching of the good word. Make sure you're going out and enjoying your life, staying prepared, spending your money accordingly, not just throwing it away for everything. That includes myself. Stay frosty, guys. The enemy is out there. All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.